Kemper Van Beethoven are playing live in the Cafe Studios today. The new album, La Costa Perdida. And I am impressed. I'm so glad you opened with that one. I love that song.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's our little like mini rock opera, that one of two sort of mini rock operas we have on the album.
Not many songs featuring Vipers in Sweden, Flying Ambulances, Anti-Venom.
And it's largely a true story.
That's what I was going to ask. I was kind of hoping it wasn't, because I thought, what an imagination, but it is a true story.
It starts out, the first part is just a story that a friend told me about, where he took mushrooms and he went home to his house and there was this large seabird. He lived down by the yacht harbor. There's a large seabird in his kitchen and he couldn't get it out. And it was a bad trip for him. But Jonathan, you should pick up the story.
Yeah, well,
the lyrics were actually written by me, Jonathan, and his wife.
We had a baby, and 5 days afterwards, my wife was bit by a viper
while they were in Sweden.
While we were in Sweden.
In the garden. Was born.
It's a long story, but yeah, it was all the doctors were on vacation because it was August by that point. And so it was a nightmarish sort of situation.
Wow. Yeah. Did she deliriously ask you for anti-venom and a sandwich?
Yes, absolutely. The sandwich, in fact, was a kind called prickikorv, which is like a spotted sausage salami sort of thing. That's what she specifically wanted.
It has been said that you guys are celebrating a 30th anniversary this year, but that's a little misleading, right? Because there have been gaps.
There have been gaps.
Yes. Yes. And there's actually been a gap since the last album.
Yeah. Well, we played a fair amount, we have this kind of like play 25 shows a year kind of tempo that this band has that works really well for us. But I think it gives us a higher quality of work, we'll say, you know, and doesn't make us bored with our own music, which is a problem. If you're going to be like a live oriented artist, it's difficult to sustain your interest in your own catalog sometimes.
Well, La Costa Perdida, there's a lot of songs about California and the North Coast. And when I first saw the title, I thought of that North Coast song from Ramblin' Jack Elliott. It's a great kind of mysterious California Northern Coast song. I don't know if you guys know it, but
need to look up.
You should look it up. It's very cool. It would go well with these current songs.
There's also a Todd Snyder song that talks about getting beer all down the North Coast, right? Right?
Yes.
Yes. And mentions all the places by name that we're talking about.
Well, there's a couple more covers for you guys to explore. But how did it end? I mean, I know that's where Kemper sort of came together. But how come this time?
It was Big Sur was a big thing. We were supposed to play a show at the Henry Miller Library there. And in June, which was usually very nice weather there, and it got rained out. And so we were stuck at my house in Oakland for a week.
A week while they postponed it.
Uh-huh.
So we wrote the majority of this album then. And because we'd gone to Big Sur, I'd started listening to Holland again. I don't think Jonathan has ever stopped listening to Holland by the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
it's got the
sweet. It's named Holland, yeah. but it's also has the songs from, it's got sort of the Big Sur period, too.
Absolutely.
Like, anyway, we wrote some songs that were kind of influenced by that. We actually wrote a lot more songs for this album. There's actually kind of almost another record that we'll put out next year, but we just pulled the California songs out of it. It's not like we wrote a record about California. It's just that we pulled like the eight or nine songs that sort of go with that. There's a couple, we'd fudge a couple things in there.
Well, but if it doesn't reference California, it references Sweden.
Yeah. Right,
so,
or both.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then the second album will be the Swedish album. So play one of these California songs for us.
Okay. So this is the specific Big Sur song because... I sort of like went back and read there were a lot of writers who went there there was Henry Miller, of course, went down to Big Sur. Kerouac, I guess, spent some time there because he writes about it. Richard Brautigan writes about it. And even though Thomas Pynchon didn't go down there, he went to the other end of the coast. He went up to Eureka and stuff like that. So I sort of reference some of their works in this. So, but it's basically just down to a couple words.